Malcolm Ballinger's birthday was this past Saturday. Happy birthday to you, bud.
Well, thank you.
A little Stevie Wonder in your honor.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I feel bad because what kind of a friend am I? I didn't think of it Saturday, but then as soon as you said it, I had it on my calendar. I went, oh, it was Saturday. So happy birthday to you. We're not going to even ask you what your age is. I don't do that anymore. And you don't have to say.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
But the only thing I will say is that I feel a lot younger than my actual age.
Me too.
I like to think
it's... true for everybody? But I really feel younger than my age.
I think a lot of it is state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
But also, when I was in my, probably in my 50s, I really started to look after myself a little better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exercise... you know, a little less alcohol and things like that. Things that you do when you're young and frivolous.
Well, sure. That makes sense.
You get a little older. And a little
you go to bed wiser. Earlier. I know I go to bed a lot earlier than I used to.
Yeah, and I wear a Fitbit and I, you know.
Count your steps.
Count the steps and look at my sleep score mm-hmm. every morning.
Do you think that the people, because when I think about when my parents were my age or your age, and I sit there and I think, they were not active. I mean, they seemed old, looked old, and so either I'm in tremendous denial, but I really don't think that our generation is as old as the generation before us, if that makes any sense.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt.
There's better
medical care. I think we look after ourselves better. We're more knowledgeable.
We value exercise and diet and all that stuff.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest things was that, if you remember, when I was in my teens and 20s, even 30s, not everybody smoked, but just
True.
About everybody.
Yes, good
that
point.
That alone has had to have a significant impact on the health of this country, of all countries.
You're right. I didn't think about that because when I was growing up, everybody smoked everywhere. Hmm. I mean, there was no... And what was hilarious was restaurants would have, because I worked in restaurants when I was younger, would have a smoking area and a non-smoking area in the same room.
Yeah.
So and it was kind of crazy because even though you were sitting there non-smoking, you were still getting smoke.
Here's a memory from the past. You got on an airplane.
Yes.
And take off, and then the no-smoking sign would go off.
Right.
And my God, it was like a...
Everybody lit up.
Like a fog descended on you.
But what was really dumb was they had all the smokers were in the back of the plane. Right?
Yes.
And so by the non-smokers in the front. So then the smoke would just come drifting up from the back of the plane.
And sometimes you couldn't get a seat in the non-smoking.
Right.
So you're in the back. Oh, I can remember flights where I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my goodness.
When somebody was puffing away.
I mean, well,
they'd been deprived of a cigarette during takeoff, and we're going to make up for it.
Oh, of course. Well, and then you just remind me of something, too. I haven't thought of in years, but when we would go on family trips, both my mother and father smoked. Mm. So I was in the back seat as a little kid with the windows rolled up and the air conditioning on, so it would just blow the smoke in the back. And I can remember at one point, please open the window. It's too cold. I'm like, I'm dying back here.
You know, that's a great memory because I remember driving. And the kids say, Dad,
yes,
put that thing out.
Yes, please, open up the window.
No, open the window.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Now you find out all about the secondhand smoke stuff. Little did we know. But yeah, you're probably right. I bet you that is one of the big factors.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, people are more... I watched on Channel 3, there was an article, a piece about prostate cancer.
Mm.
Well, back in the old days... Nobody ever went for an exam.
True.
Now,
no testing. Yeah.
Now, since I was 50, I go every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so much more awareness of...
That's true
with so many conditions.
That's true for women, too, when you think about the awareness of breast cancer and how now women get screened all the time and it's available and they know so much more about it. And then, I guess, too, the medications that they have now that they didn't have years ago.
Yes.
And I think about people... But I mean, I had a knee replacement surgery, and I was out and at home in a day or two. That's extraordinary when you think about it. And then other people, they just have appendix or gallbladder. They have these surgeries now that are done in a day.
Well, I think a good example is myself. Had we not, if there were not open heart surgery, I wouldn't be here now.
Gosh, I know.
I had that. What, 6 years ago, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I feel great.
Yeah.
But
I
was one of the lucky ones that got the warning signs.
Yeah.
I started to get angina.
Mm-hmm.
And I inherit from my father's side a lot of high cholesterol and heart problems. Mm-hmm. On my mom's side, everybody lives to be a great old age.
Right.
My mom lived to be 91, her mom 100.
Mm-hmm.
So I've still got a few good years left. I think I
took
mostly my mom's genes.
Right. That makes sense to me. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about that because I think and I have no idea why this just popped into my memory, but I remember the very first open heart surgery was Dr. Christian Bernard.
Yes.
And I think he was the first one that did that, and everybody
Was it a heart transplant?
Either a heart, open heart, heart transplant, yeah. Something like that. And I was a little kid.
That
and
was
I remember
back in the midst of time. In the 70s or something?
60s or 70s. Yeah. So when you think about how far we've come just in a short couple of decades, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, to think that they crack open your chest and go in there and manipulate your heart and
replace everything and give you new parts.
Slap it around a little and throw it back in and stitch you up.
And then you get another 15 or 20 years of life. It's wild.
Well, I hope more than that.
Well, yeah, well.
Yeah. I'm budgeting on living to be at least 96.
Okay, I'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
Make it go for 100.
Let's go for 100.
I think that's a good idea. All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. I guess we should talk about your magazines when we come back. What do you think?
Yeah. And downtown. We can.
Yeah. Downtown crowd is out.
I think we've waxed philosophical enough.
For one morning.
For one day. We've depressed everybody, I think.
All right. Liven up, everyone. We're going to come back and talk about what we can do in Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a thought or a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing, talking about the holidays this morning, friends, unfriending, and then just amazingly how things have gotten better
philosophy
for us.
Philosophy of life.
The philosophy of life. It's Malcolm's birthday on Saturday, so happy birthday to Malcolm. And yeah, when you have your birthdays, you do kind of reflect. It's the birthday and New Year's Eve. Those are the two that get me. And I start reflecting on life, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good thing. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Just before we stop
philosophizing.
Before we stop doing that.
Yes, sir.
Just a quick thing. Every other Thursday, I help cook breakfast at Loaves and Fishers.
That's right. You've been doing that a long time because I did it 15 years ago.
I think I've been doing it 10 or 12. I'm not really sure.
A long time. Yeah.
And you know, I get up at 4 a.m. and go there and I do the gravy, the sausage gravy. and I'm a little bit grouchy at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
That's not my best moment either. Unless I stay up all night, that's a different story.
But, I thought my gravy was really good. I did an excellent job. I raised my game.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point I'm getting to is that two people, the homeless came in and we said, "Hey, I really love that gravy."
Aww.
And they both said, "Thank you for cooking breakfast."
How lovely.
So that was really, that kind of makes your day.
Of course
it does.
Makes
you realize that you're helping a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just helping change the world. Make me feel good. So.
Yeah, it's the little things that we do. It doesn't necessarily have to be a big thing. But
yeah,
I
don't want awards or anything like that. Just the occasional thank you sort of fits the bill.
Yeah, that does it. A hug works too.
Mm.
Those are nice.
I don't know about at 5 a.m., but.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
So we're taking a look. Let's switch subjects here. We've taken a look to Downtown Crowd is out. Our November issue. And believe it or not, this first 2 weeks of November was the most action-packed, full 2 weeks of activities in Pensacola that I can remember. It seems like it was so full with Foo Foo Festival that was going on, the Gulf Coast Arts Festival, the Greek Festival, the International Festival. There was something happening. The opera, the symphony, all hands on deck the last 2 weeks. So I was thinking, what's going on this week? And I thought, there's got to be some things happening this week, right?
Yes. I must admit, I did not look at my calendar for the week this morning.
I know, I haven't
around.
Either.
And I'm not even sure that I have too much on this week. I think
that's, I know, it's
quiet. Getting to Thanksgiving and things sort of quieting down a little bit.
Well, I think everybody, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday and she said she was exhausted. I said, well, I can understand why, because she had to be at so many different events. I think they had Eggfest yesterday also was a big event. So that happened. And just so much that's being done for charity. I just can't get over the On Bikes. I don't know if you saw that. They got together
yes.
to build bikes. I just think that I love our community for that. Really. I just think that's the neatest thing, that people come out on a Sunday to build bicycles. And I saw in the photo, because I did a little piece on WER, and I saw the, and it was all ages, little kids, their parents, yeah. old people. I mean, it was like, it was just cool. I just, congrats to Walker Wilson for starting that about 9 years ago. I mean, it was just the coolest thing.
I wonder if they all keep their patience.
I don't do that because I know how I am.
I get
just, yeah. like the building the bike nightmares from Christmas past.
yes. yes.
So, and I think just about everybody has that memory. But I know there's a couple things going on. We've got, I know Pensacola Theater's got this. Let's see. That ended already. Yep. Never mind. Mm. Never mind. I'm looking through here to see what we've got going on. Coming up.
Well, something for the future.
Yes, we've got a lot coming up.
Winterfest is coming up.
Yes, that's right. When does that start, right?
That starts, I'm just looking for the article.
Looking through the thing. We should have
it's
done our homework
It's on page 11
today.
Of Downtown Crowd.
There you go.
And it usually starts the week before Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And they have an event for Thanksgiving night.
And it's so fun with the trolleys and everybody dressed up. It's just the neatest thing if you've never participated in it. It really is cool. They've got the Polar Express. So part of it is the Polar Express tour. That starts this weekend. Says November 21st. And then they have the Scrooge tour, which is the week of Christmas. The Grinch's Merry Match. That's starting this week also. So you can find out the details and the exact dates and everything in the Downtown Crowd right in the centerfold. On pages 11, 12, and 13, it has the
exactly.
Mistletoe Magic, Peanuts Tour. It's just a jam-packed, fun thing that the Downtown Improvement Board and volunteers do. And a lot of our local actors get to dress up as all the Christmas characters, and I know they have a lot of fun with that. So it's also, and then, of course, on the beach, you have Season Your Holidays coming up. So be sure and mark your calendar for the Lighted Boat Parade, one of my favorite events, coming up on Friday, the December 5th, which is less than a month away, if you can believe it. And then, of course, we get into the whole Christmas parade season. The parades on the beach, fireworks they're going to have for New Year's Eve. I mean, good grief. And then we're going to be into 2026. Ah, panic.
Yes, and to be a little controversial.
Yes, shocker.
January will bring the big remodel on Palafox Street.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Did they vote to go ahead?
They voted to go ahead.
I thought they did. Okay.
There were two councillors that voted against.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you're not particularly in favor of this project. You've mentioned before on the show.
No, I think generally the mayor has done a great job, and I've supported him all along. One of the greatest things he did was, of course, get rid of those darn scooters.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
but
know
this
you're
one,
like that.
I think he's a little misguided on. Nobody can be 100% right, and I'm hoping that I'm proven wrong. But I think it's going to cause terrible disruption, and the one thing I fear most is that it's going to take away the ambiance of Palafox Street. It'll become almost a modern mall look, which I'm not really in favor of. I would like something that's in harmony with the history of downtown, because that's the one selling point that we have for Pensacola is the historic aspect.
Mm-hmm. And the beauty of that.
Yeah.
I love the Sanger Theater and the fact that they've kept that original architecture inside,
yeah,
and the decor. I love all of that.
Yes. And we've managed to upgrade many of the buildings to modern use,
mm-hmm,
and still keep that historic look. For instance, Vinyl Music Hall on the corner there,
mm-hmm,
I think is a great example.
Right. We got a comment that came in from one of our listeners that said, Pensacola is growing too crowded. I think we. Yes. I think there's a mixed bag of people that like the fact that we have a good crowd economically, and then not so much when you're trying to get a reservation to a restaurant.
So that's
the difference, I suppose.
Well, I remember that we've talked about it many times, and won't belabor it. But I remember it 20 years ago. I think I prefer what's happening now.
Mm-hmm. But we've come a long way, especially downtown. We talked about this before.
Yes.
Especially downtown.
Yeah, the one issue that I think is going to continue to bite us for a while is the parking issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only real solution, and I hate to say it, at some point is probably a multi-level parking garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, except we've got to get people to use it. That's part of the problem. A lot of people don't use even the one that's there, that's right there as you go across from the Sanger. That's
I've
used it many times where it's just empty. People don't like to park in them for some reason. I don't know why.
Hmm.
So we've got to take a quick break. We've already went out of time, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a comment, just text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. Got a comment on our talking about the Palafox parking project. Free parking, he says. This is from Michael. And he says, and also close off Palafox from Garden to Main Street every Friday and Saturday night.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too.
If you have been on Palafox Street on a Friday or Saturday night, those cars that come up revving their mufflers and radio and
just
making
the cruisers
noise.
Cruisers and all that.
Yeah. I think that is a wonderful idea.
Yeah, because then it would be pedestrian only.
Yeah.
For all of the different things you could park outside of that street.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I think it's a great idea. Okay. What do we need to do? Make this happen.
Well, if I was mayor of the city, I'd change it, but I'm not.
Yeah. I've got to go to the city council then.
Yes.
The whole process there. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops. But as it's developing, I got to put my plug in as an ex-Chamber of Commerce person. You've got to support these local businesses that are going to be affected by some of the construction.
Yeah.
They're going to stay open. So if you can, make that extra effort to support those businesses during the holidays. And as we get through, as they go through this big change. Because it's true, even the businesses on Garden Street right now need our support. Because they also have construction.
Yes.
And it's much needed because those roads need it. But at the same time, the businesses are hurting.
But remember, it should be a 12-month thing. You should always support local businesses wherever you can.
I agree.
Local restaurants, local businesses of all kinds.
Yes, especially now in the holidays. I know it's easy to use that online when we won't name.
Oh, yeah.
But shop local. And you can find out where to shop in Ballinger Publishing's magazines, Downtown Crowd, Pensacola Magazine, all those local advertisers that you have. That's where you find out where to go, right?
All right. We'll see you next week.
All right, sir. Thanks so much, Malcolm. Happy birthday. This is your birthday week.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.